Today is Saddam Hussein's 66th birthday, wherever he is. For the past generation, April 28th has been a day on which the entire Iraqi nation turned out to praise Saddam Hussein. But today, Iraqi leaders were focused on the future of Iraq. The United States convened a group of Iraqi delegates from across the country and from out of exile to discuss their future government. NPR's Scott Simon reports from Baghdad.
U.S. officials here concede that the group of 300 or so Iraqis who met all day in the Baghdad Conference Center were not representative, but inclusive. There were turbaned Shia from the south, sharp-creased Iraqis in Western suits that had just flown in after long exiles in London or Los Angeles, Kurds, Christians, and Assyrians, along with U.S. and British officials. Jay Garner, the retired U.S. Army general who heads the Reconstruction Administration, says he was humbled in their company and in their country.
The blood in your veins and your land gave force to the civilization. It's here that we started the government process thousands of years ago. And it's in this land that we codified laws for the first time.
One of the most striking figures to speak was the Imam Muhammad al-Sadr. He is a nephew of the Shia leader Muhammad Bakir al-Sadr, whom Saddam Hussein had assassinated in 1980 when he feared that the Shia would try to export Iran's Islamic Revolution to Iraq. The Imam delivered a speech that both congratulated the United States and United Kingdom and issued a caution.
Shukri wa i'tizazi wa imtinani.
We must say thanks to the United States and thanks to the UK, he said. You helped us overthrow a dictator. We say thanks to the US and UK for playing a historic role in our country. But this does not mean, he added, that I want to see the Americans stay and rule Iraq. The only people who can rule Iraq are Iraqis. It was taken by some here to be just as much to be a warning to Iran not to promote an Islamic State in Iraq. There was a visible division today that may be more immediate than religious or tribal differences. About half of those attending today's meeting were living in Iraq during the time of Saddam Hussein. About half were people who at some point went into exile, often after being persecuted. Many of the exiles are well-educated, doctors, academics, businessmen. A number became prosperous. Many Iraqi exiles have returned with money, position, and satellite telephones. They have been nurturing ideas for the future of Iraq for 10 and 20 years. But many of those who stayed here have lived in fear and deprivation and have no real political experience. They worry about being overwhelmed by strangers. The Imam Sayyid Mustafa al-Qazwini, now of Orange County, California, says he noticed resentment.
There is a debate which people are more qualified to run Iraq, whether it's the people who stayed and suffered, you know, all the oppression of Saddam Hussein, or those who lived in exile. And for me, I think both of them are well qualified.
And perhaps to accommodate both, the group ended today's session with a promise to select a 10-person Iraqi board to advise the U.S. administration before they meet again next month. Although the majority of those who attended today may be Shia Muslim, those Shia who favor Iraq becoming an Islamic State were noticeably absent from the meetings. Those groups do not accept any U.S. or British administration. Imam al-Qazwini says that Iraqis are just beginning to learn how to sit in the same room as their opponents.
The Iraqis were not used to any disagreements. They would say yes to the ex-regime. Now they are getting this opportunity for the very first time in many decades to debate and discuss and sometimes to disagree. And I think through the disagreement we can come to an agreement over one government which serves the interest of the Iraqis.
Those exiles that flew into Baghdad for today's meeting had agreed to return to Kuwait tonight, most without seeing family they left behind decades ago. There's virtually no telephone service in this city now, and today's meeting ended too late for them to try to find their old neighborhoods in daylight. Many complained about that, and some exiles may have just stayed here. U.S. forces say that's their right. They will make no attempt to bring them back. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.